get up at home. That means you're here, but you ain't here. And so maybe we should go to the rock. Where do I go to when there's nobody else to turn to? And who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know that he's able. Go to the rock. Now where do I go to? you came to, went to America and came back. Y'all can sit down. The songwriter said, "It's my desire." And then he said, "If you'd seen where Jesus brought me from to where I am right now, then you'd know." And I don't know if I can sing it, because I've kind of like lost my voice a little since I got here. But I'm going to try it. In Jesus' name. It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live only for Him. Though often I failed Him and bring Him much shame, it's my desire to the message is Talitha Kumi, and before you men start saying you're not a little girl, you're the bride of Christ, so you're still, you're a little girl. But it's, and Talitha Kumi, it means more than just get up, it means more than just arise. It means You got to be willing to lift yourself out of your situation. Because when Jesus told the lame man to arise and take up his bed and walk, and I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I'm there, so let me just go there. When he told the lame man to take up his bed and walk, if the lame man had just said, what you talking about? What are you talking about? I can't walk. I'm waiting for somebody to throw me in the pool so I can walk. He'd still be crippled. And some of us have that mentality. Jesus said that whom the Son sets free,
free indeed.
And some of us,
Baba Mbarona,
should I say it, we're wearing the same chains that we had on when Jesus set us free. So the message is, Talitha Kumi, it's time for us to rise, it's time for us to get up. And I don't even have to read these scriptures. I pretty much know them by heart. But yesterday we were talking about the little girl, Jairus' daughter. And Jairus' daughter, she was in a bad situation.
She wasn't just light as a feather. She was stiff as a board. That poor child was dead, y'all. She was so dead, the flies didn't even want to touch her. But Jairus came to Jesus. And he said, Master, I got a big problem. My baby is dying. You gotta help me. He was desperate. And some of us, we don't get desperate enough. When was the last time you said, Jesus? I need a breakthrough. When was the last time you said, Lord, I can't handle this?
I'm talking about Jerry.
Well, that Jairus was desperate. And Jesus was like, okay, let's go. I'll come to your house. But on his way there was somebody more desperate than Jairus. And I'm talking about the woman with the issue of blood. Now some of y'all got issues. And you think that you're fooling everybody. But honey, you ain't fooling God. So here's this woman with the issue of blood. The doctors couldn't help her. The soothsayer couldn't help her. The witch doctor couldn't help her. She tried every single remedy, seemed like was in the book. So with her last ounce of breath, she was like, the doctor said, it's over, you just might as well count your days. And she's like, it came in like this. Then she saw and she heard the end of the tunnel. She saw all these people walking around this one man. And she's like, what is going on here? And somebody said, it's Jesus. And how many people know when Jesus steps on the scene, anything is possible? So she said, what have I got to lose? Then something in her said, wait a minute. Did you say Jesus? And he said, yeah, it's Jesus. She said, that's the solution. So I picture her, since she had tried everything and she had an issue of blood. That means in layman's terms, she was bleeding to death.
Internally,
everything, she was losing blood. There was no hope. And technically, she should not have even been in the area.
But she said,
if I, she didn't say, okay, if you, she said, if I can just touch, She didn't say, I have to go hold his hand. Some of us are waiting for Jesus to just come and say, hi, dear. What's your problem? Tell me about it.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to be waiting because Jesus is waiting for you to get desperate. And if you don't believe me, let's talk about the woman who needed a miracle. And Jesus said, it's not meet for me to give the food, take from my people and give it to the dogs. So in other words, Jesus said, you the lowest of low, I can't help you. But she said, so true, but check it out. Even your servants, even your dogs, eat better because they eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. In other words, call me what you want. Just fix my problem. In other words, she was desperate enough to get called a dog. Call me a dog. I don't care. My child needs a miracle. And so Jesus said, you got great faith. Go on, it's done. It's already done. So we get back to the woman with the issue of blood. Because I just wanted to prove to you that sometimes Jesus is just waiting for you to get desperate. We have the woman with the issue of blood. And she is using her last ounce of strength. Squalling on the ground. She was so desperate. She was
willing
to waddle in the mud. Whatever she had to do, she needed to touch the master's hymn. Because she had purpose in her mind. If I can just touch. If I can touch his hymn. It didn't have to be any other part of his garment. She didn't have to stare him in the face. She just wanted to touch his hymn. And when she touched his hymn after falling on the ground, and with the last ounce of strength, she's like, I think I got. And she was set free. She was healed. And Jesus is like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Something just happened. Who touched
me?
You know, we always sing that song. He touched me. But Jesus said, who touched me? He said, for all I felt virtue flow from me. Someone touched me, and now I know they got their miracle. I made them whole. She got her miracle, y'all.
Yaba uthola mohlolo wa hae.
Because she was desperate.
Ubani une alabalabela phodiso ya hae.
She was so desperate that it didn't take all of that. No, you can do it, Lord. Come on in the room, Lord. Come on
Hallelujah.
And y'all gonna be waiting for him to come in the room
because
he's been saying, what do you want for the last 10 minutes? But sometimes they're like, Jesus, oh Jesus, come on Jesus. And Jesus is like, okay, what do you want? And Jesus is just like waiting for them to get desperate enough to stop saying, Master, I need you.
Oh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because he's waiting for you to tell him what you want. And in America, we're so good at calling him up.
America,
tell him what you want.
Hallelujah.
But we never tell him what we want. We're so busy, but I have to ask this question because the message is Talitha Kumi. And the question I have to ask is, how desperate are we to see a move of God in our lives? Some of us been needing miracles. Some of us, they've had hurts. And if you don't say, if you're sitting there saying, oh, I ain't got a hurt in the world, you're lying. You are straight up lying. Because God did not give me this message for me, because I know I got issues. I know my issues. Y'all want to hear my story? Y'all want to hear how I was spiritually abused for 10 years? Y'all
want
to hear about how my best friend, supposed to be my best friend, supposed to be my pastor? You want to hear how they constantly told me I couldn't do what God was telling me to
do?
You want to hear how y'all hear me and you say, oh, she's got such a pretty voice.
She can sing.
But for over 10 years, it was not a choice whether I wanted to sing or not. Singing was something I had to do. And forget going to sing out anywhere else. That wasn't an option either. Then, when it came time for me to ask to talk to him about leaving the church, would y'all believe that wasn't an option either? You want to talk about issues? Let's talk about my roommate wanting, even demanding, for me to clean the bathroom.
Eo ana shera ka morele yena o na batla hore a clean the bathroom. O ametsa le goba.
Threatening to destroy my computer. Let's talk about how for over, oh well, we won't go there.
Hallelujah.
But y'all get the picture.
Empa le a sithola setshwantsho sena.
And I came to a point
yaba ke fitla boemong
where I had to say,
Jesus,
something's got to break here. I can't do this no more. And would you believe that's all Jesus was waiting on? He knew for over 10 years that I was getting yelled at. He knew for over 10 years that I was being embarrassed on the platform. He knew for over 10 years I was so miserable that crying in the bathroom.
Amen. Ke ne ke utlwisa bohloko.
Going and then going back up on the platform to sing.
Ke khutlela hape pulpiting ke lo bina.
Running to the bathroom.
Ke ya hape ka bathroom.
Crying.
Ke le.
Running out of the church.
Ke tswe kerekeng.
Coming back in the church.
Ke khutle hape.
Getting told to sit down because I didn't listen. I need to sit down.
Ke jwetse re ke dule fatshe hobane ha ke mamela.
Then getting back on the platform.
To
do it all over again.
Hallelujah.
And would you believe I thought that was the normal thing? But one day God said it wasn't normal. And I got out. And if I'd have stayed where I was in the situation I was, then I wouldn't be a minister today. I would either be backslidden, or I would be dead. Just keeping it real. So when I say, how desperate are you?
For,
you know I know what I'm talking about. And then for those who think I ain't never walked in your shoes, well, maybe I've never had a baby out of wedlock. Maybe I've never been married. And maybe I've never gotten high on drugs. But honey, bondage is bondage.
Hallelujah.
Maybe you didn't hear me the first time. I said, bondage is bondage. Oh, but I love him. He just makes my world turn upside down. Honey, you're not the only one he's making your world turn upside down.
Hallelujah.
Think about it. If you're giving it to him, he's giving it to somebody else who's just as easy. And we're talking about Talitha Kumi. So in order for us to get up, we got to keep it real. So, and man, don't fool yourself. You know I'm telling the truth. And how do I know? I got a brother, okay? And my brother was thinking the same thing y'all thinking. Well, she giving it to me. Let me see how many more women are going to give it to me. And I'll just tell her she's the only one for me. But when those babies start popping out the woodwork, oh, y'all don't want to get up. Y'all just want me to stop telling
her.
Y'all want me to lie to you.
Hallelujah.
And tell you it don't happen like that in the world. Y'all ain't met my boyfriends. Because just as sure as I was their girlfriend, they had five more down the street. And it's just the mercy of God that I did not end up pregnant. I did not end up with some unmentionable disease. But y'all, okay, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm the only one that's been there.
Okay.
We can move on because this ain't y'all, okay?
Hallelujah.
But if you really want to get desperate, if you really want to talk about how real God is,
how about
some of y'all almost didn't Y'all don't want to talk about that car that almost hit you on the way here.
Baba mbalona halaba tubua kakolo yewe batileng you chaisa.
But you want to keep playing with God.
Obatla felonzo bapala ka mujimu.
Oh, and I feel the joy of the Lord Father.
Tore fela ki kutlela le thabo la mujimu.
And then when you get out there, party! Woo!
Hallelujah. Outra mona na uya just by the river.
But we're talking about getting up, okay?
Rivua ka utsuha mona.
Talitha Kumi, it's time to get up.
Talitha Kumi, ke nako ya utsuha.
So, and just so y'all get the real grasp of what Talitha Kumi.
Hale
ba
tla utlwa hantle hantle hore sena ke ka ba ke.
Because I said they were more than just words.
If it al mantswe fela.
Jesus was the one that spoke those words.
Morena Jesu ke na buile mantswe ana.
So Talitha Kumi.
Jale Talitha Kumi.
Means you've got the power.
Ibulela hore o na le matla. Ya o phama ka ho dima maemo a hao.
You got the power to break free.
O na le matla a rulukuluhe.
Because when Jesus spoke those words.
Hobane morena Jesu ha na bua mantswe ana.
Death had no power.
Bane ba sna matla.
Sickness had no power.
Hukula hone hona le ma o sna matla.
It was gone.
Hone ho tsamaile.
The only reason Lazarus needed help with his grave clothes.
Le ba ka fela le Lazarus na hloka thuso ka lona.
Was because he was so they wrapped him so tight.
Ke hore o ne a tlangwe a tisitswe.
That when he hopped out of the tomb,
hore itse ha tswa lebitleng,
he was still bound.
O na ntsa tlangwe.
See, some yeah, y'all get the message.
Ana le o thola mlae.
Set free, but you're still bound.
Le lokolotse empa ntse le tlangwe.
You haven't taken your grave clothes off yet.
A le sontsi diaparo tsa lona tsa lebitleng.
Talitha Kumi gives
Kumi
you the power. To shake loose.
Hore o itsukutsukutle.
Everything.
Letsatsi le leng le le leng.
Everything.
Letsatsi le leng le le leng.
Talitha Kumi.
Talitha Kumi.
Get up.
Tsoha.
And God showed me before I got here.
Mora mudimo o mo bontsitse pela fihla mona.
Before I ever stepped foot in the country.
Pele a ka hata mona.
Before I even finished writing the message,
le pele a ka qeta ho ngola mlaetsa.
He showed me that there's some of y'all.
Amponsa hore ho na le ba bang.
That have been so bound.
Hore ba ntseng ba tlangwe.
And you've been seeking God for a way to break free.
Ho ntso batla tsela ya hore modimo a ka o lokolla jwang.
You've been so hurt. There's days you don't even want to get out of bed, just keeping it real.
Katse lo tlulang bohloko ka yena, ha o sabatla lo tswa betheng.
If you weren't so afraid that you would die and go to hell,
ha no sa thabo lo tla shwa ka potla ya diheleng.
You would take your life.
O no ka nka bophelo ba hao.
And
Jesus.
And some of you even tried.
Ba bang ba lona le likile.
You even tried.
Lilikile hape.
Some of you still trying.
Baba nlense leleka.
The own and let me tell you something.
Ere kujwe tse sena.
The reason you haven't succeeded in killing yourself.
Leba ka lenseng hore o siphumele o ipulayeng.
Is because God's got a greater purpose for you.
Hore modimo o na le plan e ntle ka bophelo ba hao.
Don't you sit there and let the devil lie to you.
O tsika dula mo o dumela Satan ya boele shano o duma bophelo ba hao.
Don't you let him and before I say what I'm going to say, y'all have a great man and woman of God.
Ke batla o letsebisa hore lena le mohlanka wa modimo. Jesus.
There is nothing you guys can't tell her.
How na letho leo le kekebeng la mojwetsa.
There's nothing you can't tell him.
Ha ona se o likekebeng la mojwetsa sona.
But the devil likes to make you think.
Empa Satan o rata hore o nahane sena.
well, if I tell him
this,
they're going to look at me weird. They're
going
to judge me. Hello, how desperate are you? Suicide's not the answer. That's an automatic
one.
That's a one-way ticket to hell.
Amen.
The devil wants you to kill yourself so you won't fulfill your destiny. You see, I know what it's like to want to die. I know what it's like to never want to step foot in church again. I know what it's like not to trust the man or woman of God in my life.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, my current pastor, the one who gave me the green light to pursue my ministry, he'll tell you I struggled with whether or not I would ever sing again. He'll tell you that I even struggled with the hurt that were still going on by my former pastor and wife. But I learned that if I was going to get anywhere, I needed to trust somebody. And when I learned to trust him, I learned that I had an awesome pastor and wife.
Yaba ha ithuta hore a tshepe mohlanka modimo. Yaba wa hlokomela hore o na le mohlanka ya molemo.
Some of y'all like your pastor say something.
Baba muruti hantsare bishop hantsare fela.
You're like, I don't agree with that.
Lentele nna ke di esetseo. Oh, ha ke dumellane le yona.
Some of y'all are like, man, they have no clue what my life is like. I'm just going to go and do it anyway. And then you're like, oh, Pastor! Okay, maybe that was just me. Maybe that only happened to me. But we're talking about Talitha Kumi. We're talking about getting up. If we're going to get up, we got to be real. Okay, I'm the only one that's gone through that.
Okay.
That was just me. It's an American thing, I know.
America.
No, it's no, but seriously, we gotta get up. And I'm gonna ask the question again. Because I didn't see nobody move the first time. So the question I asked was, how desperate are you for a change in your life? Honey, you tried the man. You tried the drugs.
You
tried suicide. And you're still miserable. So, one songwriter said, if you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. If you've tried everything,
hallelujah,
and everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll be your dearest friend. He'll go with you to the end. If you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I'm just wondering. And if y'all want, I'll turn around and your pastor and your wife can be the only ones to see. I'm just wondering if there's somebody bold enough. You've tried to kill yourself, and you would rather give God a try. I'm wondering if you're bold enough to come to this
altar.
I won't even look if you don't want me to. Oh, I know. You think everybody else is
going to
look. Okay. But everybody close their eyes. Every eye closed. Nobody looking. And if you've tried to kill yourself and you're ready to try Jesus. I want you to come to this altar. Oh, come on, don't be chicken. You need a breakthrough. Come on, now. Come on.
Hey,
Marudy. Rebecca. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. These ain't the only ones. Stop lying to yourself. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God loves you guys so much
that
He sent me to tell you that you are more important Then you see yourself. You see yourself as something that's lower than the dirt. But God sees you as a jewel. When He gave His life, He bore all your pain, all your hurt. He bore that all for you. And all you have to do is just lift your hand. And in your own words, I surrender. Just begin to surrender yourself to God. I surrender
to be my
Okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
Now,
Joale.
Who's going to be the one that's bold enough to say, I don't want to do drugs no more?
Oh, okay.
Maybe I should just have everybody close their eyes.
Mhlomo ke tla tshwanela hore ke re le kwa le mahlwalona hape. Ana o teng ka ro sebaka sena ha sao a o sabata. Bo ja di tshitifatse.
If you're bold enough.
How na le sebete?
To say you don't want to do drugs anymore.
Ore ha o sabata ho ja di tshitifatse.
You don't want to drink try alcohol anymore.
Ha o sabata ho na jwala.
You don't want to even gang bang
anymore.
Or maybe I should say, you don't want to try to fit in anymore. Nobody's going to be bold enough.
Nobody. Every
eye closed. Is there somebody going
to
be bold enough? Okay, maybe that was just a message that was out in the blue. Maybe God wasn't talking to you. Well, let me just say this. God is a merciful God. But the same God that said he's a merciful God.
Yena ye umujimu ya ring ulereku.
Also said it's appointed for man once to die. And after that judgment, that same Jesus said he once winked at ignorance. And now he commands everyone to repent. Or maybe I should just tell you about the three young people that I know within the last 3 months. Died suddenly. And they lost out. They're in a devil's hell. Because all the warnings came.
The warning didn't say itla.
And they always said, tomorrow.
Ya ba bantse ba re hosane.
I give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say. Tomorrow is not promised. So won't you choose the Lord today? Y'all know the song, but y'all ain't moving. So we just gonna move on.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna move on.
Okay.
Because we're talking about being set free. We're talking about getting up. So I won't even mention all the other things and call them out one by one. But I'll say, if you are ready to break free, if you are ready to get up, come to this altar right here. And y'all pray in your own way. But get your breakthrough. Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus.
All to Jesus I surrender, and all to him I freely give. You need a breakthrough. I know these angels need a breakthrough. Tomorrow might not come for you. For some of y'all who don't know, I am from the United States.
And
right now, our government is closed. They have failed to reach a compromise on funding. For all it's worth, there is no money in the United States. And if you don't believe me, I'm permanently disabled. And I get a check every month. A guaranteed paycheck with funds that aren't even there.
Hallelujah.
And I've been getting that kind of paycheck for years. But the government has failed to reach a compromise. So if it's happening in the United States, you can bet it's happening in other parts of the world. Making it public. We talking about one money. One world currency. Mark of the beast. Call it whatever you want. It may not happen tomorrow. It might not happen next year. But if you're paying attention to what's going on in the Middle East, Palestine's already been declared a one world, its own state.
Palestine le yona ntse le boemong bona.
You think you got tomorrow? You think you're guaranteed that the rapture won't happen tonight? We're talking about getting up. We
got to
be real with ourselves. Some of y'all sitting here will be left behind because you refuse to get real with God. Just keeping it real, but I'm not going to push the issue. I'm going to give this back to the bishop, and he can take it.
Hallelujah.
But I live in the U.S. And if I know anything, for some of y'all who don't know the Bible, the Bible talks about the Antichrist being someone that the whole world will trust. Our president is in his 6 years. And he's the only president in United States history that the whole world trusts. I'm not saying, I'm not saying he's the Antichrist.
Ha ke re ke mo Antichrist.
But they also appointed a new pope.
Hape ba beile mo pope ya motjha. Mo papa ya motjha.
Just like the other pope, this pope.
Jwale ska mo papa wa gale enwa mo papa.
Is trying to unite all the churches.
O batla ho kopanya dikereke tsohle.
So you think you got till tomorrow to play around?
Jwale ha ona na go tsona le ho tsana ntso papa.
Pretend like you ain't got issues.
Ntso wetse nka re wena ha ona mathata.
You go on and play.
Jwale la pelo no bapale.
But it's time to get up.
Empa ke nako ya ho tsoa.
And one thing God sent me to hear is to tell you that it's time to get up. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not even guaranteed tonight. But you can just sit there. Bishop.
Hallelujah.
There are certain people that must not leave without coming to this altar. Because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed tonight. But you gotta make your move before we pray. And I want to call on you, even if you have to come the second time. But you know that your conscience needs to be right with the Lord. And you cannot sit there and hear such word. Some of you have to come here because you're dealing with the issues that has to do with you visiting the altar of your family. Like we spoke this morning, that some of you, your problem is in your DNA. I cannot wait any longer. So if you want to come, it's time for you to move now. 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 It's time for you to move now. You don't have the whole day. You don't have the... Oh, yeah. I've been talking about this. I've been showing the church where we're heading to. Where we're heading to. We don't have time. We really don't have time. The Lord said, America don't have money. I spoke about America not having money. And I spoke about South Africa. It's heading there. Whether we like it or not. With our resources,